this will take me directly in and won't have to go through the other process.
Do you want a number, Jerry?
This is Doug. Yeah?
I mean Doug, yeah. Do you need a session ID?
Well, if you got a session ID.
Yeah, it's 864.
Hold on. 864.
516.
516.
549.
Now let's see what that does. How do I see anybody
Okay, so
looks like it'd be I can see, me, and I can talk to you on my phone. Sure, okay.
Okay.
Did we get a draft ordinance? Yeah, I could barely hear that, but okay.
Because it looks like we're ready to go.
All right. Do we have a quorum?
Yes, we do.
Well, I'm looking at 5:36 on the afternoon of Wednesday, February 28th, 2024. Call to order a meeting for the Yakima County Planning Commission agenda. Planning Commission. Can you call the roll, please?
Yeah, Doug Mayo.
I'm here.
Mike Shuttleworth. You're muted, Mike. I'll count him here. I can see him. I can see him talking. Sergio Garcia is not expected, but he did let us know that. And so according to your rules of procedure, we'll call that a excused meeting or excused absence. Raul, is Raul here? Raul's not here. Yeah, he might be here later. Isidra? Not here. She's expected to. Jerry, Craig?
I'm here.
And Holly Castle?
I'm here.
And that's four, so yes, you do have a quorum.
Hey, Phil?
Yeah.
Isidra sent us an email about 10 minutes ago. She wasn't feeling well and heading to the emergency room.
Oh, okay. Well, then we won't expect her. Hope she's will be okay.
That's not good.
Back to you, Doug, then. Is Doug still here?
All right.
Yeah.
No,
caller three. Okay, I got you. Yeah, we can hear you.
I can hear you. Somebody else is trying to call me right now. 945-6252. Don't know who that is. Anyway. Okay. First on the agenda is some minutes. You all should have received. And the first one up is for October of 2023. I'm not sure how many people we got on the line were here on the board at that time. Who was it? Myself, Jerry, and Mike?
I move we approve the minutes as presented.
Second. So moved and seconded we approve minutes as presented. Any discussion? Hearing that, we'll vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 I oppose. Motion carries. We'll now go to the minutes of the January 10th meeting. Again, any comments or changes?
I move for approval.
And moved and seconded to approve these. Any comments for anybody? Okay. What have we got here? All in favor?
Aye.
Approval. Or submitted? Aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, the minutes will be approved as submitted. Any public comments? Any public online? Hearing none, we'll move on to new business. We got somebody?
Christy, Karen is on the call.
Yes, hi. I would like, if possible, to make a comment on one of the agenda items, so I don't think this is where I pop my head in. I think I hold out for the agenda item. Is that correct?
Yeah, if you're talking about the solar energy generating stuff, we'll get to that in about a minute.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hearing none, we'll go to unfinished business. I've got review draft ordinance prohibiting solar energy generating facilities with exceptions for small on-site usage. And I did not get ordinance to look at, but we'll open the floor to that. I want to start with the I guess who's making a presentation? Tommy doing that?
Yes. Yeah, it'll be Tommy Carroll, Planning Division. So at the last meeting, if you recall, the motion was made for the Planning Division to draft an ordinance that would prohibit solar facilities in Yakima County. Started working on that, and had a scheduled meeting with the Yakima County Commissioners. Shortly thereafter that, a week or so after our meeting. And in that meeting, I was asked to give an update on where we're at with the solar. I explained to them what the Planning Commission's motion was. And at that meeting, I was directed by two of the three commissioners to move forward with, also move forward with the draft development regulations that would allow solar in Yakima County. And considerable amount of dialogue went back and forth about what the ramifications of that would be. And I was basically given the directive to move the existing ordinance forward, finish up where we need to finish up on it, move it forward, but also move forward your original motion and an ordinance that would also prohibit solar facilities. After that meeting, I didn't know necessarily how that would work, how that would play out with the Planning Commission, or how that would play out with the general public. And the reason why I say general public is because it would be very confusing for the citizens of the county to read legal notices or look at any of our draft work. And on one hand, it looks like we're proposing and recommending for them to be in the county. And then also on the other hand, at the same time, we would be looking at an ordinance that would prohibit them. So not knowing exactly how that would play out or how that would work, we kind of started trying to figure out what our next steps would be. I reached out to the Department of Commerce to get some guidance on procedurally how this would play out and what their recommendation would be. Based upon my experience, it would be in everyone's best interest if we moved one forward, board made a decision on that, and then we went back at it. Then they gave us some direction and we moved back to move the other one. Which one goes first, that would be a thing for discussion. So not knowing how to do all of this, never had this situation. And since we started this solar project, we've been struggling on how to do this anyway. This is uncommon ground for us. We don't ever have this kind of disconnect between process and the actual product that we're working on. And so I started immediately after our meeting, I started working on that and the draft to prohibit solar in Yakima County. Came into some other little quirks and issues with our own development regulations that we have to fix. The difficulty is we currently have a provision in our code that would allow solar to be applied for under a category called power generating facilities. So that section would have also have to be deleted as well if we were going to, or we'd have to adjust that particular section of Title 19 as well if we were going to prohibit solar throughout the county. So as we start looking at how we're going to do that, it also includes that particular section of code, which I will show you folks here shortly, also includes other types of renewable energy projects like wind and hydroelectric and biomass and those kind of things. So we'll have to have a discussion on what the county would like to prohibit, what they wouldn't like to prohibit, and where they would like it to be located. And as we started going through this whole thing, the commissioners kind of threw us a curveball there by telling us, the two of the three told us to still move forward the development regulations and the siting criteria that would allow them in the ag zone, essentially, not knowing how to move forward because we know that this puts us in legal jeopardy, but also to have a proposal that says no and a proposal that says yes. So that's kind of where we were at this point in time, and I wanted to kind of go over some of the other issues that came up with this to give you guys an idea where we're at and how we might need to go back to the drawing board, because if we have a section of our code that says power generating facilities, it also would allow wind, biomass, and thermal, geothermal, hydroelectric, cherry picking out solar. This might be the opportunity for us to address all of those and dictate where those could go as well. And if we ultimately end up prohibiting solar in the ag zones, we may want to do the same thing for other renewable resources as well. So I have that queued up for discussion today. But I want to apologize first and foremost for the disconnect in all of this. And it really stems from the planning agency, which is basically the planning division and the planning commission. We're fully aware of the Waste Management Act requirements, and we're also fully aware of the ramifications of doing anything that would be contrary to those. I reached out to FutureWise a week or two ago, talked to their legislative group that handles the review of land use review, reviewing the comp plans and development regulations. And I asked them specifically in the call, is the allowance of solar or any non-agricultural use in the agricultural zone a violation of the Growth Management Act? Their response was yes. Anytime non-agricultural uses in the agricultural zone, it is a violation of the Growth Management Act. And in relation to the solar facilities, those are at such a large scale that there's no doubt that it's a violation of the Growth Management Act. And since FSEC has the exemption in under state law to where they can allow them, FutureWise hasn't been able to do anything or even comment about them because of that exemption. And they indicated that since we do not have that exemption, any draft ordinance that we do that would allow any of these facilities in the agricultural zone or any changes we make that would allow non-agricultural uses in the agricultural zone will be reviewed during the 60-day review period when we present to the Department of Commerce our draft for review. And then after the board adopts whatever the Planning Commission recommends, then the FutureWise would have an opportunity to appeal that. So in a way, that's kind of good news. We know where FutureWise stands, and we know where how they view this particular topic. So we kind of know what the light looks like at the end of that particular tunnel. But it now comes back full circle to where we're at right now. So Planning Commission made a recommendation or a motion to prohibit them. So I believe I might need to discuss and have talked to you guys and get your opinion. But it might be in the Planning Commission and the Planning Division's best interest that we move forward with the prohibition, let the board make a decision on it officially, and then if they direct us to continue with the ordinance that would allow them in the ag zone, have that run separately from the prohibition. Having them both at the same time, I think, would be problematic. So that's pretty much where we're at right now. And without showing you any documents or the work we've done, kind of like to have a comment from anybody that feels that they would have a comment from the Planning Commission. And that's where we're at.
I've got a couple. Would it be possible, because right now, if we say no, and the state overrules and says we're just going to come in and do it anyway, we put up no restrictions, no regulations. It's just a clean slate from the county. Is it possible to say we're not going to give you a permit to do this? Somehow, if somebody trumps this, comes in and supersedes this county's authority, you still have to do these things. Otherwise, I mean, I've got in the farm magazines, I got articles that say ag and solar get along great. I got other articles that say they're ruining the land. Depends on who's paying for the research, like so many things that we have. And then we've got, $32 million that the tribe's getting to do hydro and solar and whatever down there. Was all over the news last night. It appears, at least until things change in Olympia, not that they will, but if they do, until that time, they're going to come. I think we need to get in front of it, maybe not welcome it, but protect ourselves when it gets here.
Well, to answer the first part of that question, if any energy facility chooses to go through FSEC, we have no say in anything, nothing. They don't have to meet any conditions, any of our standards, nothing. They would be solely permitted by the state.
Well, then I guess we got to make sure that at least transportation is represented at the table. You know, we're talking the county road, there's nobody there from the state road, because a lot of these, not a lot of, but there's certainly some that will be just off the county roads.
Now, that's the problem with it all, is that we have no say whatsoever. Any transport of equipment or anything like that on county roads or anything, they would just have to obtain a haul road permit through the county roads if they need those kind of things. The county roads would not have a way of limiting what they can do on and off county roads without a permit associated with it. This has been discussed in detail with what we could do and what we can't do. And FSEC is designed to avoid that from happening. That's their entire intent. But yeah, I see where you're going with it, Doug, and I definitely appreciate that. It's just, in this particular case, if we adopt an ordinance that will allow solar facilities in the agricultural zones, or agricultural zone, sorry, there's only one, anything that the ordinance that we would adopt those changes that would allow them would be appealed to the Growth Management Hearings Board, and we would lose. And if that's the decision the commissioners want us to take, then that's what they want us to take. The problem with it is planning staff or the planning commission. The planning commission can make a recommendation to deny the proposed draft that would allow solar in the ag zone, and then that would move on to the commissioners, and then the commissioners can make a decision to either approve it or deny it, and then the appeal ramifications fall on the commissioners. Well, actually, it falls on the planning staff. We're the ones that have to defend it if we could, which we wouldn't be.
Like we haven't even mentioned, you know, if we put some. I hate using it to try to do totally overusing the guardrail work. I don't want to use that. But if we push some, so we can't tell anybody anything, is what you're telling me. We just, so you guys are.
We have no choice. If they come to us, if we end up allowing them through a permit process in the ag zone, it wouldn't matter if it was a 5-acre solar farm or a 5,000 acre solar farm. It still does not meet the Growth Management Act. And we would have to hope that our draft ordinance would not get appealed. And if it didn't get appealed, then we could review it. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes. Tommy, you had mentioned that there's a current ordinance on the books that would allow solar.
Yeah, we have
more.
Yeah. What's that?
I said, can you explain that a little bit more, the existing ordinance with solar?
Yeah, so under our Title 19, our land use table, we have a section of code that's called power generating facilities. And that allows, the problem with it is the power generating facility category of the land use table does not have a definition in the zoning code. But we do have a definition in the zoning code that's energy generating facilities, which calls out all of these alternative power facilities and coal, natural gas, oil, all of it. There's a disconnect between what the power generating facility category in the land use table and the energy generating facility in the definition. So we have had one solar company use the power generating facilities to apply for a solar farm, and that's what got approved with BlackRock. So with the prohibition, if we do decide not to allow solar in the county, we would have to also edit that existing definition and that land use category as it relates to power generating facilities, and there's a potential fix to that. But unfortunately, even if we don't do anything, and we still have a loophole in our code where someone could potentially apply for a solar farm, if we didn't have a moratorium, they would probably have already applied for it under that power generating category.
Well, is that a conditional use, special use? What?
It's a type 3 permit. It's a type 2, type 3, which would go to the hearing examiner. And here, I'll just show it to you. I could figure out how to share. Oh, there it is. Oh, I don't have the ability to share. Olivia, can you change that for me?
You got it now, Tommy, it looks like.
Oh.
And Holly has her hand up, Doug.
I can't see anybody.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned me. That's why I mentioned it.
Holly, go for it.
Sorry, trying to unmute. I was just wondering, is the Yakima County, are they saying that they want to prohibit before the grid and then allow it after the grid, you know, as far as defining what's before and what is after? Because I thought we had talked about that a couple meetings ago, making a definition to that so that people can still use the solar panels and everything on their farms and so forth, but prohibiting the big large 1,000-acre ones, or am I not getting that?
No. Yeah. So what we talked about doing with the prohibition would be just the large utility scale ones, the ones that are solely generating electricity to put on as a commodity onto the grid, and we're going to allow the ones that were offsetting their energy consumption and working within the confines of their agricultural operation. That part of that code is what I was working on before I got the curveball about trying to bring both proposals forward, a prohibition and also allowing them. So, but yes, you are right. The idea was to allow the agrivoltaic part of it, the offset energy consumption part, and just prohibit the utility scale ones, the large ones.
And Tommy, as we talk specifically about solar, what if irrigation district wants to put in another hydro turbine on county property and going through an ag farm? Are they going to be able to do that?
Right now they could do that if they wanted. Right now they could do it as a type 3 permit, and that's kind of what the fixes I was talking about. I just don't know if it's being shared. Can you see a document in front of you guys?
I see one.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
I actually found another button, so I'm online now.
Okay. So if you look, the first part of this is the definition. It says energy resource facility. And this means the distribution, sale of energy products by utilizing renewable, non-renewable, wind, solar, hydroelectric, geothermal, biomass, coal, oil, and natural gas. That's a definition that we have for to define what those are. And it's not the best definition, but they just list them. Right below that is Title 19's allowable land use table. In here, we have language, or it called itself power generating facility. So it basically didn't match energy resource facility. It was called power generating facility. In years past, Doug, that's what we've been used for the hydroelectric part that utility districts or irrigation districts would use. That's what that was kind of for. But then it kind of also started going into little substations, and then we ended up using it to fix Priest Rapids Dam. They got a permit to work on that. But then that's also what Black Rock Solar used to get their foot in the door to get a permit through Yakima County before we issued the moratorium. So the table below this would be a way to fix this particular situation. So by changing this definition and changing the allowable land use table that just says energy generating facility, our recommendation would be to go to a table similar to below it, where we call out each individual energy resource facility, and then we as a planning commission can determine which zones those would be most suited for, and then we could include those in this land use table. Then they would be accountable for their own land use permit and wouldn't fall under a generic one-stop catch-all kind of category like the power generating facilities was. So we would break it down in each individual one. This would be a way to ensure that if you wanted wind farms and hydroelectric, biomass, coal, oil, or natural gas, you still could get those if there was a decision not to allow solar. Or this would be also a place to where we can dictate where we think solar could go, just decide whether or not we want it in the ag zone, or the forest, or the mineral, which would be a violation of the Growth Management Act because it would be conflicting with those natural resource lands. So if we decided, say, to put it in the remote, then what we would do is in the box under remote, we would list the level of review that we would like it to be. This could be a quick fix that would be part of the prohibition part of this. If we wanted to prohibit solar, then we could do that with language that I have in another document I'll show you. But then we'd also need to fix this so there wouldn't be a loophole for somebody to come in back door to apply for something that we would ultimately try to prohibit. Just so complicated, and like I said, continuity on this just drives me crazy. I feel like it's just a jumble of words.
Well, it sounds like if two of the three asked you to prepare a go-ahead document, that maybe the votes are there and they want to go ahead and run up the flagpole and see what happens with the land use stuff.
What we could do is we could move forward the motion that was made last meeting to have a prohibition, basically, document. Then we provide all of the necessary fixes to the code in draft, strike through, and edit that you guys could look at. Then we move that forward to a hearing. Then that can, you guys can make a recommendation on that. Those findings get moved to the board. We hold a hearing with the board. They approve it or deny it. And then if they can then direct us to come back to you to move the other ordinance forward that allows them. Or the Planning Commission can decide just to move the other ordinance forward, allowing solar, wind, hydroelectric, geothermal, biomass, anywhere they want to go in the county, and let the board decide. You make a recommendation to either approve it or deny it, and then it gets to the board, and then the board decides. So essentially, I think those are two options, unless somebody on this call has a better third or fourth or fifth option. We've got a hand raise.
Oh, me. We have the other option of do nothing, because you're saying they're already allowed. This particular part of the code's already been through the growth, you know, the review by the growth hearings and all that stuff. If we just say, you know, recommend that they consider a power generating facility the same thing as an energy generating facility for this purpose of this code, and respond back that right now it's under conditional use. Between the conditional use process and the SEPA process, they can condition it. I mean, we spent a lot of time discussing what if we do this, this distance, that distance, and stuff like that. This would leave it to a site-by-site basis with the neighbors to comment and the environment to comment and leave it at that process.
Yeah.
Maybe our recommendation back is to do nothing and, like I say, assume that a power generating facility is the same as an energy generating facility and leave it alone.
That's actually a good recommendation, in my opinion, because now They still could apply for it as a type 3. Two of the three commissioners would still be able to say it opens the door for them to apply. Then any appeals of a land use decision would go to Superior Court, not the Growth Management Hearings Board. That's actually a good idea, Mike.
Do we want it at 3 or 4?
Well, if you change it from a 3 to a 4, that then opens it up to for appeal. Any changes to this code would have to go back through Commerce and open it up to FutureWise and other folks.
It's probably better in this process to leave it with a hearing examiner, because I think the 4 goes to the commissioners, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I was thinking, because the hearing examiner is probably going to deny everything, and the commissioners might not.
Well, the hearing examiner approved BlackRock because we didn't have anything in our code to specifically say you couldn't have it.
Land, yeah. Landwise didn't complain about that?
No.
Oh.
Because it's already in the code.
You know, I never thought of that, Mike. I really like that idea, because then I can go back to the two of the three commissioners and just say we already have an ability for them to apply. I'll take $1,800 permit fee, which is a travesty. Doesn't even cover our cost to do legal notices, but it is what it is.
Well, you have to pay for the hearing examiner on top of that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, we made it to where at least the applicant has to pay for that, even though the last three hearing examiner customers have refused to pay, so I had to pay it myself out of the planning budget. But no, that's a good thought, Mike. Phil, anybody else? Holly, anybody else have an idea about that or a comment?
I mean, there's already a process set up to do it. And just sure.
I can pitch it to the commissioners.
They probably aren't aware of it. But we still should have something. Is this going to be for one on the top of my house, or are we still going to have a cutoff that's a 2 or a 1?
Well, I think I need to work on that. I think that'd probably be a good idea to draft.
Yeah.
And put that in place. And I think I feel confident that one would be good for the people of the county and not put us in any kind of jeopardy if we specifically identify that they can't be in areas. It has to be an accessory use to the agricultural use and offset their energy consumption and be in areas. We can limit that. They can't pull out orchards to do it. There's plenty of little areas that I think we can probably get that through. I don't know if FutureWise will have a problem with that. But that probably could be another code, and we can include that as part of our comp plan update. I don't think we have anything limiting them from doing it right now. Actually, Aaron, we don't do. We permitted a few of these in the ag zone already, haven't we?
Yes, we just approved one of them to place the solar arrays in their cattle feed in the yards.
Okay. And what kind of level of review was that?
That was a modification. It was a type 1 modification.
Oh, okay, that's good.
But since it was still with a CAFO, a CFO was triggered.
Okay.
Can I speak? I think Mike's is the way to go there, because if you do break it out, like your coal is digging up the soil and everything, your natural gas is possibly drilling, and oil, same thing. To me, it's like the solar panels are kind of like a conduit, like a pipeline would be for oil or gas.
I don't see the solar panels making the power as the power source. Their generators are, and that's kind of like the same thing as motors on vehicles, which motors have been on in all the zones. So I think breaking it out would cause more problems.
On Lock Colley, the very first time we break it down, we're going to get a $1 billion geothermal industry wants to come into the county. And they picked a remote place that no one would care about and not impact agriculture, but we accidentally made it difficult for them. But, yeah.
Well, it sounds like
that's a great idea, though. I didn't even think about it.
Sounds like we're going to get a $1 million one down in the reservation here soon.
Any of these facilities on the actual Yakima Reservation, one of the components about it is they've got to actually get the water from the Yakima Nation. So the Yakima Nation objects to some of these facilities off the reservation because of the water usage. And so it really just depends where they're located for the tribe to care or not care. But I do know the tribe has issues with some of the wind farms down in Benton County. But hey, Bill, do you have a comment about Mike's suggestion?
Well, not particularly. I think it would be workable. We could see.
I could definitely pitch this to the commissioners.
Yeah.
We had a lady that wanted to speak. Is she still interested? She's still on?
Yeah.
There's... Yep, I'm still here.
Yeah. Would you like to say anything?
Sure. Yes, very much so. And yeah, just, you know, first of all, thanks to you all. I just really appreciate the chance to even just listen in on this item. My name's Christy Heron. I'm a senior manager of environmental affairs for ConnectGen, and we are a multi-technology renewable energy developer, owner and operator. We're based in Houston. And I'll just keep it short. I also submitted a comment letter just a couple of hours ago. It was a comment letter that was previously submitted to the Board of Commissioners on February 6th. Some of the details for tonight's item are a little different, but it's still roughly applicable. Just wanted to also speak up today just with respect for the county's planning process, because we are actively developing a large-scale solar project in the county, and by that I mean we're still in the early stages of doing studies. We've identified a possible site, and just wanted to say we're ready to support the local planning and permitting process in any way that we can with our studies, with our experience with environmental best management practices, and other considerations, and just enthusiastic to continue conversations with county planning staff.
Did she stop or did you just cut out?
I think she cut out because it... Christy, are you still there? I could see the wavy green lines indicating she was talking, but we weren't getting any sound.
Need to put another quarter in the paper.
Now, Christy, the last 10 seconds of what you said, we couldn't hear. But we heard everything but the last 10 seconds. But... Well, how we can get her back. Thank you, Christy, if you can't get back, but you can still hear us. Thank you. Oh, there's a thumb drive. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Well, guys, would you like me to... We have another meeting on the 10th of April. We have an agenda coming out for that that will include some additional items. But I can take this proposal to the commissioners and get direction from them and let you know the day I find out. I'll email you all. I didn't email any of you what came up from the last one. I didn't necessarily want to create a paper trail. I know that's weird to say nowadays, but it's just an unusual situation to have the Planning Commission have a proposal that prohibits something and then also be forced to do a proposal that allows it. It would mean I would have to do a CEPA review for both, and I'd have to consider them both it would just be very tricky for me, so that's why I didn't write all this out to you guys. I could do this. I can make sure the agrivoltaic part of this moves forward separately on its own, where it wouldn't impact agriculture, and hopefully that one would be acceptable and resolved. But since we're already permitting them as modifications to existing permits, we might already have a solution for those. And we know that power generating facilities can apply for a facility as a type 3 under the code. So maybe that's what I present to the commissioners and see where we go from there.
No, a small one. I see R1, R2, R3, B1, B2. That's more apt to have small ones in the R1, R2, and the R1 and B1 than, because that's houses up and down the block.
Well, this particular land use category doesn't have anything to do with the offset energy generated, the ones that are on homes. This is solely the utility scale folks, the ones that's all they're doing.
Is there another code for that, or do we need to write them in as an exception?
That's the part we'll research to figure out what we need to do, but we've been allowing them on commercial properties through other permit review process. Residential, I don't even think we care. I don't even think it would come to planning.
Well, the native,
I think the state laws that regulate those and say, do you have to allow them?
Yeah, I don't think planning would care. You'd probably need building permits, but planning wouldn't have a dog in that fight.
I'm just thinking the neighbor might care, and we want to have our tail end covered up to, if the state's allowing them, then I guess that covers us.
Well, I could reach out to Christy and talk to her. I mean, they do this stuff for a living. She might have some data available about the residential part of it. Not sure she would, since they're utility sized type, but I don't think we would do it. I don't want to do a land use permit for them on residential development. I know.
No, well, let's just hope that the state, along with deciding to let everything be R3 instead of being R1, that they allow these on-site solar as a blanket thing.
And Tommy, I don't know don't remember your code exactly about accessory uses. I know in Benton County, that's what we basically classified them, on the rooftops and stuff, as accessory uses, and allowed them as part of, as long as there are residents there, then, and they're producing the power for the residents or for the farm, it's an accessory use and it was allowed.
Yeah. I'll talk to the building division tomorrow, get an idea of what their take is and what they're requiring, and let you guys know. No, Mike, that was a great suggestion. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate Holly and Jerry and everybody on the call here helping out, providing assistance on this.
Do you want a recommendation from the Planning Commission to that effect, that we, after consideration and consideration of, Growth Management Act and all the other criteria, that we feel that the ordinance we currently have addresses solar facilities and we don't see any changes needed?
Probably helpful.
I don't know that we want to have the language just the solar facilities, or just leave them to, you know, what do you want to call them, power generating facilities?
Yeah.
No, but we were specifically tasked with looking at solar facilities, so that's the only reason I used solar facilities.
I just make it the broad brush and cover whatever term we're going to use there. Basically, that we endorse using what's already on the books.
Well, I would move that we make a recommendation back to the county commissioners that the existing ordinance under power generating facilities provided adequate review for solar facilities along with the SEPA review process, and that we suggest no changes to the ordinance.
It's been moved. Do I hear a second? Anybody?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded that we take forth to the commissioners that Mike said basically that what's on the books now should be sufficient to give sufficient review and notice to anybody that's going to be involved or impacted by anything that's presented. Mike, you want to talk any more about it?
No, I think you covered it. Basically, I think given everything that's going on, given, you know, requirements and given various laws and items going on in the county, that just keeping the existing ordinance as it is probably the best path forward for Yakima County.
Who gave the second?
I'm the second, and I agree with Mike. I think it's a good idea to limit it right now to solar. Just don't broad brush it, because we may have other problems down the road.
Well, my thought is, though, that we've got irrigation districts that are still piping ditches, and I see Rosa wants to put in another 700 acre foot reservoir or something like that, and there's things going on out there that we don't even know about that could fall under this. We want to make sure we don't cut them off somehow and make them more difficult than it is now.
I'll give you guys a breakdown of what's allowed, what's not allowed, and how, like, the reservoirs and all those things are already allowed under our code. I'll shoot you an email tomorrow that kind of gives you an update on all of those. Impoundment of water, reservoirs, those are all covered in other categories. But I'll break it out for you guys. That way you have a little bit more information. And then I'll get back to you with your motion here. I'll get back to you. What do you got to vote on anyway? But, I mean, I'll talk to the commissioners about this.
Anybody else want to comment? So, Tommy, you want us to hold off on the vote?
No, I mean, it's up to you. No, I didn't mean to say that, no.
Okay, well, it's been moved and seconded that we recommend to the commissioners that the existing code, language in the existing code, we believe it to be adequate to move forward and protect the interested involved parties. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And therefore, how many of us are there?
Four.
Four? Okay. Passes 4-0.
Hey, Tommy, you had mentioned coming back to the Planning Commission in April. Did you mean March, or are you considering that we're already at the end of February?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I meant to say March.
So in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I meant to say March.
March 13th is your next meeting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to bypass these months.
Yeah. I was just looking at April. Wow, we got a lot to do.
Tommy, when you talk to the commissioners, is that open to the public?
Yes.
Would we be able to attend, or could you let us know when that would be?
Yes.
So
yeah.
We want to attend.
And there is a Zoom link or a GoToMeeting link that I can send you guys if you're interested.
Yeah. I would be.
Okay. Holly, Gary, Doug, all of you?
Sure. Just send the link out to everybody.
Okay. I will do that.
You probably send it out to the public too, don't
you? I don't know who's checking that.
It's a public meeting.
No. I will send it to you guys. I appreciate it. Okay, what's next on the agenda?
Nothing. I just move on to the...
Okay, new business, I guess, then it is?
Well,
can you see any of us now, Doug?
I can see that.
Oh, okay.
I found a button that I pushed, and then all of a sudden I'm with you.
Okay. Had a couple meetings with the Department of Ecology. They want us to move forward with the Shoreline Master Program. Mm-hmm. Planning Commission has looked at the draft a couple times a number of years ago. We're going to move that forward. So that's going to be coming up next soon. And putting that together for you, or it's already together. All we got to do is send it out to you. And then next meeting, how many comp plan amendments did we get, guys? Three? Three?
Yes, three.
Okay, so you're going to have to review three comp plan amendments. So what we're going to do is next month, at the next meeting, the staff that's assigned those will give you an overview, present what they are, and talk about some of the issues that they'll address in their staff report. And then from that point on, they'll move forward, get the draft or get the staff report put together, start the official review process, get it all noticed, and start doing SEPAs on these and start the process. But they're going to give you a presentation next month on all three of them. That way you know what's coming down the road for you.
Hey, Tommy, did that one that we were talking about still on the list there?
That's going to be incorporated into the zoning code. These are just site-specific map amendments. These are ones that people apply for.
Okay.
So these have actual applicants. So the text changes that we have that we need to make to our zoning code, that one's following this one right up.
We'll get that later.
You will get that in a few months, yeah.
Okay.
The other thing, too, that's coming before the Planning Commission is I just lost it. Reluctant to bring
it. It gets worse as you age.
No, it's the term public participation plan. So we're gearing up for our comp plan update, and we're required to adopt a public participation plan. You folks have seen it before. It basically just outlines how we get the public involved in this process for comp plan updates. So Olivia is working with her staff and group to get that put together. That will be put together, getting all nice and tidy with time frames and everything. And then that's going to be presented to you folks as well here in a month or so. Probably in April, I would suggest, just so you don't get overwhelmed with all these things. So that is coming down the pipe.
Anything else for the good of the order? Anyone?
Communications or anything like that? The McHenry text amendments dealing with the trucking business and the heavy equipment was received very well by the Board of County Commissioners, and I was instructed to move an ordinance for them for approval. So that is being placed on their agenda as we speak. I don't know when it's going to get on it, but it will be on it for their signature and final approval.
Is that out where I missed that meeting. I never got a copy of what we ended up with.
I'll send you a copy of it right after this meeting, Doug.
Okay, appreciate it.
And then Olivia, can you give a quick update on where you're at with your stuff? With the board?
Sure. The agritourism project that we've been working on for many years now,
We've had the public hearing with the board in December. So far, we've had two follow-up work sessions with them, and they've made some tentative decisions. We've gone through the ATOs, the wineries, breweries, distilleries, and the outdoor festivals, and they've given us guidance on how they want to see the text changes. So I'm in the middle of taking that guidance, updating their draft text, and then putting it back out to the public for one last comment round. They left the public comment hearing open, so it remains open since December, just in hopes of getting a thorough review or comment level. So once the public sees this updated draft with their suggested changes, then we'll close the public hearing and then possibly go for adoption March, April. We'll see.
Okay, there is no secretary's report. So we got the next meeting scheduled March 13th at 5:30, location to be determined.
I have not heard back from the ESB 105 on my request for a room. I'm hoping to find. I'll have to just do a follow up. Find out where we're at in that process. So
yeah, they got some nice rooms down there.
Yeah. So it could be another virtual, or it could be in one of those rooms. I will let you folks know as soon as I know.
Appreciate it. Entertain a motion to adjourn. Come on, Mike, you can do it. You got it on mute.
I moved to adjourn.
Second.
Moved in second and we adjourn. And thanks, folks. We'll see you guys in a month, or actually 2 weeks. 2 weeks? Yeah. 3 weeks.
Yep. Thank you for being patient with me. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry. This is not normal. We're stuck in a political game here, you guys. I'm sorry.
You're getting yo-yoed all over the place.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
So, no.